You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now it's time to power up with BT and Sal.
All right, here we go, BT. Valentine's Day edition. Power up with our top five rom-com slash love story movies of all time. These are our favorites. I found this difficult. I don't know about you. We have not shared our list with each other, so there could be some repeats here. I have no idea where you're going to go. I had a hard time leaving some off here. I'm going to give you number five first, all right?
Okay.
Then you can count it with number five.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it was tough. I agree. I left a few. I'm like, how am I not getting this in here?
Yep. I know. But you have an honorable mention
you want to at least give some love or no?
Yeah. I get three here that I'm trying to narrow down on five and four spots.
Okay.
I was going to do this in real time. So I'll give the honorable mention.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to give the honorable mention to Titanic.
Great movie. Love the movie. Absolutely love the movie.
I feel bad leaving that off.
I didn't even think about that, actually, but it's a phenomenal movie.
I mean, I can watch that movie over and over. I know it's long, but that is a great love story. Actually,
phenomenal.
I feel bad. You know what? I probably should make that number five. I think I have to have Titanic number five. I'm going to go with Titanic number five. The honorable mention was Wedding Singer.
Didn't you dress up with your mom? Didn't you go to a party with your mom dressed up?
What, it was Sandler concert.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I just love that story, but overall, and I love the movie, but I think if I have to pick between the two, I'm going to go Titanic makes the list. So I'm sorry, Sam, man. I love you, and I love that song. And the story with him and Julia Guglia, all of that, but Titanic number five for me.
I can't believe that didn't make your list, so I'm very curious where you go the rest of the way. Now, again, these could be very loose interpretations, love stories, so this is a very, very unique way to frame this. I'll give you two very fast without even describing them. What didn't make my list? Okay.
Two that didn't.
Did not. Number one, Something About Mary. Thought about that.
Yes. Okay.
And Can't Buy Me Love. I'm not familiar with that one. That was like an 80s. That was with Patrick Dempsey. And I had such a massive
crush on
the blonde.
So those are the honorable mentions.
Right. Number five, Dumb and Dumber.
What?
Dumb and Dumber. Are you kidding me? Think about the gist of the premise. Like, Lloyd Carroll.
Yeah,
well, that's why I say it's a unique way to look at these movies. Number one, it's one of my all-time favorite comedies.
Right.
But you look, Lauren Holly was,
I mean,
as high on my list as you could get for a good 6, 7, 8 years. Starting from that movie, she was phenomenal. And, you know, Lloyd was trying to pursue her. Obviously, Jeff Daniels was trying to pursue her as well. So, Dumb and Dumber. And that was when Carrie was at his apex. Absolute height. Number five for me, Dumb and Dumber.
So, you're telling me there's a chance.
There's a chance.
Number four. Boy, I'm starting to feel like a sap already. I mean, Titanic compared to Dumb and Dumber.
The sappy ones?
Number four, I have The Notebook. Now, that is my wife's number one movie.
Mm-hmm.
So, she loves that. I asked her to give some thoughts on this. She did have some interesting movies. The English Patient, which I've never seen. She loved that one.
Yep.
Whatever. Anyway, this was one that had to be on the list. She has it number one. I have it on my top. You've seen it, right?
I actually got teared up at the end. It's a great movie. It's phenomenal.
To me, I had to be at least touched in some way.
100%.
So, Notebook, maybe it could be higher on some people's list. For me, it's number four.
I did not want to watch it.
Rachel McAdams.
Big fan.
Love her.
Huge fan. Did not want to watch it. Got pulled into watching it with Jen. Loved it.
That's the first time you've seen it, huh?
Yeah. Haven't seen it in a very long time. It was like, I think we were dating. I don't know if we were married yet. All right, number four. Again, boy, I'm going to sound like such a shallow loser here. 40-year-old virgin. I mean, think about the premise. What does Steve Carell try to do?
Loving himself.
Try to get some. He's trying to get some. Yeah. And if this is about romance and trying to get, I mean, somebody's waxing his chest trying to get some. So, and I thought that their relationship, I'm forgetting the actress's name, his love interest. I thought they had a great on-screen chemistry, really good rapport. 40-year-old virgin, number four.
Okay, number three for me.
Yes.
Now's where I'm starting to get down to, like, those two. I like the Titanic and I like the Notebook. But, like, these are, I love these next three.
Okay.
A Star is Born.
Phenomenal.
The one with
Lady Gaga and, dude.
Well, I know there was an original years ago. I still have not seen that, but I remember watching this movie in the theater with my wife. I love the soundtrack. Like, I play that regularly. The soundtrack is great. Actually, it should probably be on one of the top five soundtracks. We've done that before, but we got to do that again. I remember, dude, just feeling that movie and being blown away by the end of it. Like, that movie touched me emotionally. I love that movie. A Star is Born, number three.
You saw that in the theater?
Yes.
Wow, we saw that on demand. Phenomenal movie. Yeah. Bradley Cooper. Remember when they sang together at the, I guess it would have been the Grammy?
Yeah, one of those award shows.
One of the award shows they did together. Yeah, it's funny. You know, I think what the audience is finding out, what Mihoff and Dove have long known, though you sometimes try to suppress or do suppress, Sal has got a big heart.
Yeah, well.
He does. Yes. He's got some sentiment in there. He does.
I'm very in touch with my feminine side, and yes, I am sensitive.
Number three. I don't think you've seen this movie. And if you have, I know you don't love it the way I do. Sideways. Remember that movie?
Yes. I don't...
Okay, Sideways was back in 2004. Paul Giamatti.
Yeah, Giamatti.
Giamatti. Yeah. Paul Giamatti, idiot. Yeah. And for number one, I think it's more witty than funny. And there is obviously a love story there. I think it's very, very well written, very intellectually written. I love that it's in Napa, Sonoma. I remember seeing it when Jen and I lived out in the Bay Area, matter of fact.
I don't think I've seen this.
Oh, it's
I've
awesome.
I've heard of it for sure.
He goes on a little bachelor, you know, there's some laugh out loud crazy scenes, man. He goes and plays golf with his best man, and his best man is with a girl. God, it's crazy. And when Giamatti dumps the bucket of Merlot over his head.
Right.
If you've seen the movie, you know. But the love interest is there. And it's, you know, again, this is very loosely interpreted. I'm going to go Sideways. Hoff, real fast. Have you seen the movie Sideways with Paul Giamatti?
No.
God,
Hoff is
suck.
Horror only. Hoff, have you seen any of these that we've talked about so far?
No, I've seen a lot of these movies, I think.
Titanic, Notebook, Star is Born, any of those?
Not Star is Born, but Titanic, The Notebook, I think I saw.
Okay.
Maybe not.
All right, so did you give three so far?
That's number three, Sideways.
All right, so we're down to number two here, and this is tough to not make number one. Love and Basketball. Do you remember this movie?
I saw it.
Omar Epps.
I saw it. I like Omar Epps.
Who's the girl I love? I keep forgetting her name.
Yeah, I forget her name, too. I saw it. Not on my list, but I liked it. It was good.
Now I'm embarrassed at myself.
Wait, is that the one Alex Houston was in? Now I'm getting confused with the... wait a second. Was it Basketball? Not Basketball Diaries.
No.
Alan Houston was in one.
No, yes. Sanaa Lathan.
I'm mixing up movies now, but I know what you're talking
love
about.
Love and Basketball.
Yep.
I freaking love that movie. There's just different chapters in it. That's a must watch, honestly. If you haven't watched that movie... Mm-hmm.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I highly recommend you seeing this. I fell in love with it. It came out in 2000.
Early 2000s, right?
Yeah, it was a great.
Very good.
Both young kids playing basketball and friends. They grow up to be older. And mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
That is my number two, Love and Basketball. That's a phenomenal movie.
That's a good call. All right, number two for me. I'm going to hit you with also my favorite sports movie, baseball. The Bull Durham. Not only is it a love story, it's a love triangle. You got three people vying for a little piece of the pie. You got Kevin Costner, you got Susan Sarandon, and you got Nuke LaLoosh. I mean, it's Bull Durham.
I've seen it. I don't recall touching the emotions here.
No, but again, this is not like me sobbing like, you know.
But the love story behind it. Yeah,
again, I preface all this with a very loose translation.
No, to each their own.
Loose. I thought about the Princess Bride with Andre. Like, there were so many different ways to go. But I said I'm going to keep it a little light and a little loose. And as long as there's some sort of love story connected, that's what I'm going with.
And I got more into the deep feels.
I got no problem getting into the deep feels. No, I do.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. I get sad with certain commercials as I get older. I'm not kidding.
Oh, God, dude.
I do.
Any stuff now as a father, I have learned that as a father, I'm very sensitive to a lot of different things that normally I wouldn't think twice about.
And that's a beautiful thing. What was it somewhat recently? God, I forget what it was. I was just having a conversation with my son, and it was a deep one. I don't know that I would say what it was about, but it was a good moment for me and him. And I was tearing up, and he's like, "Dad, it's like you crying," and I'm like, "Well, you got two choices here. You can pretend that you're hiding your tears from your son, or you can let him know that whatever you're talking about
and
is
okay.
making." And I'm like, "Yeah," I'm like, "Daddy gets
it's
absolutely
okay.
yeah."
What's it about the Jets?
Yeah, it's a different type of cry.
Colt, they let Aaron Rodgers go.
Now, in contrast, because I know my answer, would your father ever cry in front of you when he was younger?
No.
Or when you were younger?
No.
Me neither.
No.
Like, the only time I remember seeing my father cry was when he buried his father.
I don't, I was too young when my dad's dad died, but I remember being on the bed when he got the call.
But it was a sign
from the hospital that his dad had passed away.
Yeah.
I was about five, and I remember my dad. I guess I could see tears, but never crying. No. Yeah, more as he's gotten older, more emotional.
It's funny you say that because I remember the call that my father got too, and I never forget it. I remember it well. He wasn't crying then, but at the burial is when he started crying. But the point is, crying back then.
Yeah, weakness. It was a sign of weakness for a man.
When my father was in the hospital, he didn't want to break down when he knew.
Man.
Was rough, dude. Those were rough days. But to see him like that,
I didn't go to my grandfather's funeral, though, because my parents, and I get this, my grandfather on the paternal side, I was four or five, and they just thought it was too jarring for a four-year-old kid to see his grandfather in a casket. But I do, I think, as much as I think men have gotten soft and weak, I think, and one aspect of the evolution of men is awesome.
It's stronger. You're stronger if you could admit that. All right, number one for me as we try to get back on track here.
What the hell's going on here?
Before I break down, Daddy, I miss you. 51st Dates. I love the movie. I love the love story 100 times. I love the song to it, Forgetful Lucy, Sandman, Drew Barrymore, anytime they get together. So that's why it was easier for me to leave Wedding Singer off because they still had this one on.
Yeah.
That would be my number one rom-com, 51st Dates.
Man, I'm almost like, I maybe have to do another list at some point, like some ones that really make me sad that there's a bunch. Again, I got no problem dropping a few tears watching certain things. I no problem. All right, number one for me. You ready?
Yes.
Again, an odd choice, but my choice. Breakfast Club. Breakfast Club.
I'm not as familiar with that.
Have you never seen The Breakfast Club?
I think I have.
Dude, we
got to
get this guy involved in some 80s movies.
No, I think I have
you
seen
it. You love the 80s.
The 80s were the best. I don't care. And I was younger. It's not like I was like dating. I was young in the 80s.
Was Emilio Estevez in that one?
Emilio was in it.
And who was the
girl? Judd Nelson was in it. Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, Molly Ringwald.
I've seen it. I don't mean this to sound mean. Like, people my age, some guys, thought Molly Ringwald was like hot. Like, I never thought she was
attractive. So who's the love story between?
It was the red hair, right?
No, I'm not saying that, dude. Come on, stop. Who's got to take it a step too far? It was between Judd Nelson and Molly Ringwald. He was like the street, heavy metal, pot smoking, head banging, whatever, loser, high school dropout. And she was like the affluent, silver spoon, brilliant daughter whose dad owned everything.
Okay.
It's complete opposites. But the soundtrack and like the undercurrents of attraction, and eventually leading up to the end when they walk out and the song hits and she gives him the earring. Breakfast Club is one of my all-time favorite movies.
Pop, you have a movie that you want to end?
I have
stupid, worthless,
I have
no
a quick
good
five.
God.
Go ahead.
I have a quick five. All right, I'm going to go year order. 92, Cuffs with Christian Slater and
never
Mila Jovovich.
No.
Never
saw
it.
First film, great. 100 Girls, which has an amazing cast of awesome women.
Then never
we got
heard of it.
Just Friends, 2005. You know Just Friends. Ryan Reynolds, Amy Smart, great movie. Then My Bloody Valentine, 2009.
Oh, I know that one.
Good
I do
horror
know that
movie.
One.
And then 500 Days of Summer with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
What was the, there was another movie. Oh, God. What was the other
movie? Missing out.
What was the movie? Oh, God. When
Fear?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, forget it. I can just...
Was it a horror movie?
I can't even remember the actress's name that I was trying to remember, let alone the name of the movie. Forget it. It doesn't matter.
The Babysitter.
There's a lot that we left off there, too.
Actress in Babysitting?
BT and Sal.
Remember Elizabeth Shue?
We'll come back. I love Elizabeth Shue.
Yeah.
What did I like her in, though? She was in something
Adventures
else.
In Babysitting.
No. I liked her after that as well.
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid. There you go. I'm sorry. Yeah. BT is always getting... I'm getting texts about different movies. All right. BT and Sal on the fan. We'll come back. Finish up with your calls. 888-808-1019.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.